And so that's just a reminder there for all men in the world, the impact that they have on all those around us. Especially thank you for the dads, as Josh shared in his prayer, thank you especially for the dads that set the godly example for all. And so we've got this whole idea tonight, this morning, of a prayer for fathers. And if there's anyone in the world today that needs prayer, it's fathers. They're perhaps more under the gun than any other people on this planet, because the world is trying to do its best to demasculinize men. They're trying to do their best to almost make the role non-existent. We heard a statistic this past week that 40%, and this is one of those areas in which our great United States leads the world, but 40% of children today have no contact with their birth father. 40%. Now we look around here and we're like, how can that be? Okay? Right? Statistics don't lie. You know. But it's just a reminder to us that we live in a fallen world, and if there's any way to try to get after the future, is to downgrade the responsibility of the father. And so we just kind of want to look at that today. But before we get going, we can't have Father's Day without some corny dad jokes, right? And so as we look at this and are reminded, so why did Dad cry while going golfing? Because he was going through a rough patch. Why did Dad bring a pencil to dinner? Because as usual, he wanted to draw some attention. What's a dad's favorite kind of music? Pop music, of course. Okay. So why did Dad sit on the clock? Because he wanted to be on time. So what's a groundbreaking Father's Day present that you could get your dad? A shovel. So, do you know what the Greg said to his dad? Thanks for raising me right. And this one all dads will get because it's just the way it is. But why did Dad high-five himself? Because no one appreciates his jokes quite like he does. But as we leave those things, no, the Bible does not explicitly say pray for our dads. However, it does say pray for men and pray for leaders and pray for those that lead you out. We are told to pray for things like forgiveness and give us this day our daily bread. But we are told to encourage prayer for all men, including fathers, to pray for leaders in the nation, in the church, in the business world, wherever that may be, to pray for our leaders, and praying for specific needs in their lives, and for them to be blessed in their lives. Additionally, the Bible emphasizes the importance of honoring and respecting fathers, which can be expressed through prayer. We're just going to look at four different aspects of prayer today for fathers. But the first one, and we mentioned that, is to pray for all men. To pray for all men. Unfortunately, there's not one of us here, no matter how great you might think you are, no matter how much of a legend in your own mind you might be, no matter how much spouses, your wife may love you or your kids may love you, we as men fail. And I expect it for all the ladies to say, amen. But we do. We're not perfect, and so we need to be prayed for. The Bible encourages prayer for all people, those in positions of authority and of influence, and there's no one that is greater than that than the Father. A Father. We can read of examples that include praying for wisdom, praying for guidance, praying for strength, which ultimately can be applied to fathers in their roles. But we're reminded, Ephesians 6:4, we all kind of look at this first part, fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, which is a good sound advice for us. But here's the thing that we're also told we need to do, and that's to bring them up in the discipline and the instruction of the Lord. I was watching a movie the other night, and it had to do with a couple brothers that grew up being bank robbers in the 1930s, and one of them ended up dying, and they were getting killed by the police. And the dad, of course, at the beginning, it had a flashback, and the dad was raising the kids, and they're walking through the kitchen, you know, and he'd smack them in the head as they'd walk by, you know. And the dad made the comment at the funeral there with the one son that had passed. He says, you know, I should have hit them boys more. Now, what he's saying is he should have disciplined them more. And, you know, what we fail to understand is that discipline is important. Discipline expresses how much love a person has for another. We're told in Hebrews that the Father chastises, punishes, disciplines the ones that He loves. Now, there were times that I thought my mom and dad just loved me to pieces. Right? And so as we look at that and think of that, but there's truth in that. Because you see the kids that mom and dad let them do whatever they want, mom, and they don't listen, they just go about and they do whatever they want. That's not a parent that really loves that kid. But in the discipline and the instruction of the Lord, I'm just letting you know as well, that your kid's not going to get all the instruction that they need during 45 minutes to an hour of Sunday school class on Sunday morning every week. That instruction's got to come from home. We kind of talked on that in the influence of Supermom last month. And then we're reminded of that. But that discipline and that instruction that comes from the Lord. This example instructs fathers not to provoke their children, suggesting that prayer for fathers to fulfill their roles is well and appropriate. Because there are times we need prayer not to do those things and not to instigate that hatred, not to instigate unnecessary pain in our children's lives. Not to provoke them. So pray for all men. Prayer, then, is also a way to honor fathers. You know, you may get your dad a gift, or take him out for dinner or whatever on this day, but the greatest thing you could really do for your dad or for dads is to pray for him. Prayer is a way to honor the fathers. The Bible emphasizes honoring kind parents. And prayer can be a way to express this honor. There's no greater thing that can happen than for us to lift fathers up to the great Father in heaven. For all of the concerns and help and guidance and wisdom that they may need. This can involve praying for their well-being, praying for their relationship with God. Now I know that we have those and I talk with them and they'll say, well, my dad was a terrible example of what a godly man, what a godly father should be. You know what? Sorry for you. Sorry that that stinks. But as a Christian, you have the ultimate example in our Father, which art in heaven. And no matter how bad your life may have been, look at what you presently have with your spiritual Father. We look and need to pray for their ability to lead their families. We see it in just about every culture that women want to take the responsibility upon themselves of raising the children, of guiding the children, of directing the children, of disciplining the children. And I'm not saying that women cannot and should not be involved in that, but don't forget who the leader of the family is supposed to be. It doesn't say mom and dad are the leaders of the family. It says that fathers, that men are the leaders. The problem is, we live in a culture, we live in a world, and many cultures around us, where the women want to lead and the guys are happy to let the ladies do it. Don't be lazy on that. So our parents, our fathers, they need prayer. It's a way to honor them as they lead their family. Psalms 103, verse 13 says, just as the father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. Once again, we as fathers, we as men, need to look to our Father in heaven as the ultimate example for everything, starting there with compassion. The psalmist speaks of God's compassion for those who fear him, which can be a model for praying for fathers to be filled with God's love and compassion. Number three, praying for the father's specific needs. Specific needs. You know, the specific need of a father, we pray, you know, the father's specific need isn't to have a better handicap on the golf course. That's not a specific need. That might be a desire. That might be something you want to accomplish, but that's not a specific need. The Bible encourages bringing any request before God, and this can include specific needs fathers might have. And as we said, if there's any time, any place that a person needs help, its fathers today. Praying for a father's health, praying for his provision, or for their relationships with their family members, make sure they're all appropriate and what they ought to be. And James reminds us that this is how we can do it. James 1:5. Fathers, pray for yourselves. Families, pray for your fathers. But if any one of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all generously and without reproach, and it will be given to him. You know why sometimes we have people in this world that, spiritually speaking, maybe even common sense speaking, are dumber than a box of rocks? Is because they don't ask for wisdom. They don't seek it out. Passages like this encourage for us asking God for wisdom, which can be applied to fathers seeking guidance in their own roles of responsibility. And I threw this last one in here because I really want for us And that is praying all of these things and then praying it in Jesus' name. And then why that's an important thing. Because first of all, the only way we can approach the great God in heaven is because of what Jesus Christ has done. Jesus also says, you know, and this is where when we do studies on prayer, we get into this a little more detailed, but I just want to share this with you. This is why it is important on how we pray. We're not praying to Jesus. We're praying to our Father in heaven. Even Jesus, in teaching them to pray, in the Sermon on the Mount, said, "Our Father, which art in heaven." We're to address the Father first of all. Jesus did that. But then other passages of Scripture later on, Jesus tells that as we see in John 14, 13, and 14, that wherever you ask in my name, that will I do, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. But God as Father doesn't necessarily mean that He's your Father. Well, what do you mean He's the God of all creation? I don't know. Remember what Jesus said to the scribes and Pharisees? That you're just like your dad, the devil. Right? And so it takes a conscious decision to make the Father of all creation your Abba, your dad. And that only can happen through Jesus Christ. The only way to the Father is through the Son. That's what John 14 tells us. So we're reminded of that. And so the only way a prayer gets to the Father then is that if we ask it in Jesus' name. So we pray to God and we ask it in Jesus' name. And yes, I know sometimes the little ones, they may say, "Dear Jesus," as they pray. That's all well and good. But as mature Christians and growing Christians, we need to understand that we're addressing our Father. That Jesus is our advocate, that Jesus is the one that paves the way to the Father for us. We may sometimes say, "Well, I don't know why my prayers are not getting answered or not being received." First of all, they may be. Second of all, if they're not, then maybe you're not talking to your Father. And I say that we have a lot of people that think that God's their Father, and He's not. Because we haven't become His children yet. Now, we've all had this before, where we use the illustration of someone, right, that has the request of help from their children. Now, Dylan, let's take him for example. My dad, I need help. I got 4 new tires on the truck. Can you help me out with that? I said, "Yeah, discount tires, best place to go." But he comes and tells me why. Or talks to me because I'm his Father. He expects me to listen. But he does the same thing, goes up to Derek, and he's like, "Hey, Derek, I need 40 tires for the truck." Derek's like, "Yeah, I did that." Right? You know, because Derek's not his Father. So he does. Now, Derek could answer that request. But he has no obligation to because he's not his Father. And so sometimes we expect for God to answer our prayers when He's not our Father. He makes a God of all creation, but He's not our Father. because we haven't made that personal relationship yet with Jesus to take us there. This means praying with faith in Jesus' name, praying that his sacrifice and his authority are all aligning with our request, with God's will. Praying for fathers in Jesus' name can be a powerful way to seek God's blessing and guidance for them. We want to make sure that we're being clear. We want to make sure that God is listening to us. That there's certain ways we need to go about things. And that's what the Father wants for us to know. You come to me through my Son. So as we close out here this morning, the Bible does not have a specific chapter or verse that says, pray for dads. It's not there. You're not going to find it. But as we said, that praying for all men, which includes fathers, emphasizes honoring parents. It also provides guidance on praying for the specific needs and blessings for those in our lives, which can be applied to fathers. It can be applied to our fathers. It can be applied to us as fathers. In Jesus Christ, loved each one of us enough that he wanted to pave the way, he wanted to give us direction, he wanted to offer guidance on how to get to his Father. For us to make his Father our Father. And it starts with belief in him. Belief in who Jesus Christ is. That he is the Son of God. That he is the Son of the living God. So we need to repent of our sins. We need to confess Jesus Christ as Lord. Be immersed in Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of our sins and receive that gift of the Holy Spirit. And then be faithful. Fathers, today, of all era of time, I've always loved it when the children were obedient to the words that the Father asked. He says, he's waiting. Be able to respond, well done, a good and faithful servant. Except he looks at us as even more than servants. He looks at us as sons and daughters of his. On this Father's Day, be grateful and thankful for the fathers in our lives. Maybe they set the worst examples ever. Then use that to be like, I'm not going to be like that. You can still take good things from bad examples. And so do that, or just, you know, say, hey, I want to prepare and I want to be as much like the Father in heaven as I possibly can. I guarantee you, everyone around you will be blessed. Please stand as they lead us in our time.